Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, Courtney. 9:33 now, 27 before 10. It was 81 years ago today that Pearl Harbor occurred, and it was 81 years and 3 months ago that our next guest was born, and it's only appropriate that we come back with a naval hymn because her uncle was killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor, and he will be laid to rest finally here in the United States. With that, we welcome in Shirley Temple Heyman. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
And good morning. Today is an exciting day. I'm doing great. Thank you.
It is. Tell me why today is so exciting for you.
Well, just to have my uncle home, and everyone is just rejoicing over here in my hometown of Bogalusa because we've waited a very long time, 81 years. So it's time for him to come home and have some closure, I think. So I appreciate everybody's patriotism and just rallying around our family. It's been amazing.
Well, you know, you are part of the greatest generation, Miss Shirley. I tell you that you are. We all wonder, we hope that, you know, we would be up to the same challenge as you all were. I hope. Again, I don't know for a fact. I hope my kids would be able to do the same thing. Tell me your uncle's story. Where was he on Pearl Harbor?
He was on the Oklahoma, and daddy was a thinker, and he didn't talk a whole lot, but he always did a lot of thinking, and he would say, I'd say, Daddy, tell me about Uncle Houston. He'd say, he was a good boy. But he was, and I learned that through a letter that I had read back in the early 80s, and I shall share my story at the service today. But I felt so connected to him as I, you know, grew older, that he was aware that I had been born and was happy about that. So for a young man to be 24 and to just to have the wherewithal to think to send a newborn baby a blanket, that speaks a lot about his heart.
Yeah, let me take a step back on that, because your uncle was 24, right, was stationed at that time in Pearl Harbor when he sent it?
Yes.
And you were born, you had 10 siblings, right? Or at least the 10 kids in a family, is that right?
There were 11.
11,
there were
11.
Okay. Uh-huh. And there were 5 of the boys that served in the military, 2 in the Army, 3 in the Navy. And I asked my daddy one day, I said, Daddy, they all served. Why didn't you serve? And he said, Baby, I was too old and I had to stay home and help Papa raise the children.
Yeah.
You know, it was a difficult time back then. I think sometimes we forget. They didn't have the modern things of communication and making our work easy. It was a very difficult life at that time, but made the people be tough and strong. So my concern today is that I think more people should be taught about our patriotism and about what freedom that we have, because sometimes, you know, if you don't speak it, it drops off, and they don't appreciate the sacrifices that have been made so that we can have the freedom that we have today.
And your uncle's name, just so I can acknowledge him, was Houston Temples, and he was on the USS Oklahoma. And I think you make a great point about we need to learn these lessons, and we need to remember this, because what we have is not free, and we're only free, and again, the National World War II Museum tells that story, because of the sacrifices made not only by Houston Temples and his 4 siblings that served, but the people that were at home as well.
Yes. And I wore red today because, and I cannot wear red without thinking of the blood that was shed just so that we could have this freedom, so...
I think another thing, Ms. Shirley, that we drop the ball on a lot of times is just sharing our family's history with our family when there are different gatherings for Thanksgiving, or Christmas or what have you, and sometimes the kids are so busy, and I'm not trying to sound like an old-timer because I'm not, but with the video games and everything where, man, I think it's important that, and that's why I wanted to have you on, that we talk to people that were there that still remember, and it can give us a firsthand account of what this country, where this country came from, why it is like it is today, if I'm making any sense at all to you.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I have been thinking a lot about our family, and I'm thinking, okay, I am the oldest surviving person that has been alive when Uncle Houston was alive, and I'm thinking, I don't want footprints of my family to disappear. So I've been writing stories that I remember visiting with different members of Daddy's family, and it's been a visits that I had with them, conversations, because I also had an uncle that was a POW, and he was near Auschwitz, and so he never talked about it. But I did learn in later years of his sufferings. But they went through so much. Our minds cannot comprehend the suffering that they did. So I'm going to present to my family copies of some of the history of my family so that these footprints that were made don't disappear.
Is that phrase yours, the footprints of your family disappear?
I guess I've not heard it before, but
I think
maybe
that is brilliant, and it says it all, because you need to pass the history down, otherwise the footprints of your family do in fact disappear. What do you remember of that time? I know you're very, very young, but when not necessarily during Pearl Harbor, but just of that period, say maybe when you were 5 or 6 years old, the late 40s.
Well, you're going way back.
I am going way back. Well, because Miss Shirley, with all due respect, you're living history, and I can't get enough of that, talking to people that actually lived through it. Well, what was the spirit of the country? Compare and contrast to today, if you will.
Well, I think people talked about it. People prayed more for the military. They were just, it was not something that was in the back of their mind. It was a constant talking about the situation of the world as they knew it. You know, they didn't have instant news, because I was reminded that even back in Grandma's day, when you sent a telegram, in my mind's thinking, it was, you get it quick. But it took 2 weeks maybe to get a telegram to a family to alert them about, you know, their loved one. And so they were very aware of, or at least trying to get news back then. But we were just always, as a child, you know, when you knew someone was in the service, you just kind of looked up to them and respected them in a way. I didn't know that word when I was a child, but I was just very conscious of our country being, patriotic. So
just tell the children
is my message. If I have a message for anyone, and of course God's word tells us in Deuteronomy, tell the children, teach the children, you know, because if somebody don't.
Can you share a little bit of what was in the letter that your uncle wrote about you congratulating?
Well, we had made this visit out in the country to when Joe and I never, after we married, we both were from Bugaloosa, but we never lived here in Bugaloosa after we were married. We've always lived in another state. But we would go out and visit relatives that lived in the country when we came home to visit our family. And so we were out at my aunt's house visiting, and so she got up and came and handed me a letter, and I asked her, what is this? And she said, it's a letter from Houston. And I did not know that she had a letter. So I began to read it, and he says, I have heard that Robert and Vama, who were my parents, have had a little baby girl. I'm so happy for them, and I have sent them a baby blanket. Well, I did not know that, because when I was a child, our home burned because of faulty wiring or something. And I don't remember seeing the blanket. But that was how I knew that Uncle Houston knew that I was born. You know, it was just touching to me. I felt connected to him because of that expression that he did in that letter, and it spoke volumes to me about who he was, you know. And
do you remember the date of the letter, Ms. Shirley?
No, I do not, because I asked my aunt if I could take it to town and make a copy. Her answer was no, and I said, please let me take it. It's a precious letter. I'd love to have a copy of it. And she said no, but I thought about her answer, and she felt as if, I know in her heart, she felt she was responsible to safeguard that family treasure. She could not let it go. She was the keeper of the family history. So I didn't get a copy, but you know what? Because of that visit in the country that night, I have that letter in my heart, and that's the most important thing, you know.
What's going to happen today, Ms. Shirley?
Well, we're here at the breakfast. The VFW folks here, they are amazing. They are coming out of the woods, just helping, doing, having a breakfast here today, and they'll have lunch for us after the service today. And our service begins at noon. There will be visitation from 12 to 1. At 1, the service will begin, and at 2, we will be at Panama Cemetery for the full Navy honor service.
And he'll finally be laid to rest. Thank you, Ms. Shirley. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time
with
us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. You bet. Bye. And that's a remarkable story, really, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. Houston Temples will be laid to rest today after dying in the attack on Pearl Harbor some 81 years ago, and you just got to thank everybody that served in the military. Greatest Generation. We'll be back. WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.